So we discussed the Federal Reserve in our first ever introductory clinic for novice noticers yesterday. I described it as a great conduit, kind of an opening of the rabbit hole for the novice noticer, right? Somebody that you're looking to JQ, softly. The Federal Reserve is always a good one. We talked with Jeff Berwick about immigration. Immigration, that's always a good one. Hey, did you know that immigration is Jewish?
Oh, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, no, really it is. The other one is the war on whites. But we are a platform of remedy, of course, so we've done something about that. That's why we're number one in three different categories on Amazon right now. Protect our white children. It's really fun to be white by Stu Peters, because it is. Let's just admit that. It's really fun to marvel at all of the civilizational enhancements, right? The ingenuity, the inventions, the infrastructure, all created by the whites. Morally upright societies are filled with whites. Everywhere that the white man goes is just better, because we are the light. We are the light of the world. I believe that's what the word white actually means. We are the light of the world. Everywhere we go, it just becomes beautiful, more advanced, better, more spiritually sound, more equally yoked. It's just a better place to be when you're around whites. Everybody admits that. Blacks admit that. Browns admit that. Mexicans, Muslims, they all admit whites make civilizations better. Whites make neighborhoods cleaner. Whites make businesses thrive. Whites are great. It's really fun to be white. And your child should know that. Every important little white child in your family should know that. So go to Amazon and help them. By the way, this isn't some like kiddie book. This is 4 to 18, 48 pages. But you can read it to your four-year-old who can't read. And have fun doing it. Have fun celebrating your whiteness. Ignoring what they get programmed with all year long at these indoctrination camps that we call public schools, where their psychopath, you know, communist teacher stands over them and demands that they repent for being white, the evil oppressor since birth. It's really fun to be white. And every important white child in your life should know that. Just get one copy, gather round, read it to all of them. You don't have to buy all the copies, or you could. You could buy all the copies, one for every important white child in your life. Send it to them. It'll show up at your daughter's doorstep. It's really fun to be white. Read this to my grandchild, please. What a based grandma you are for doing that. Amazon, number one, three different categories. It's really fun to be white. Things are getting crazy out here with these Jews, I'm telling you. I mean, we've been talking about it on this program basically every single day. We've been warning you for a long time about the Jewish Noahide laws being enforced here in the United States. It's all coming to fruition since Trump's first week in office. Executive order after executive order. Congress has been looking at bill after bill to limit or destroy your right to free speech, if and when, of course, that speech offends the Jew. Not the whites, though. That's fine. We've seen states all over this country, Kristi Noem, embracing speech orders and legislation to crush noticers, to throw them out of their jobs, even throw them in prison for hate crimes. And now the federal government, under Zion Donnie Trump, taking its most aggressive steps yet, the Trump administration has actually called now for the denaturalization and deportation of American citizens who name the Jew. Now, we all know what's happened already, of course. Foreign students, other people that are unsympathetic here on visas, they've been arrested, marked for deportation for protesting Israel. Great. Writing op-eds about Israeli war crimes. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. See ya. But now the Trump administration says, yeah, we're not going to stop at foreign nationals. We're coming for American nationals, too. We're coming for American citizens. They say that they're starting with naturalized citizens. Of course, we know that slippery slope. After that, rest assured, they're coming for native-born Americans. Denaturalizing noticers. Maybe that's why Trump wants to get rid of the 14th Amendment. Not to protect us from invaders and their anchor babies. No, to be allowed to strip American citizens of their constitutional rights for the crime of opposing Israel. For the crime of naming the Jew. And there's people out there that are going to call, that's never going to happen, Peters. You're crazy. You've totally lost it. But they also said that Trump was going to do mass deportations. They also said that Trump was anti-war. They also said that Trump supported free speech. Yeah, no, he's made his priorities abundantly clear to anybody who's being bare naked honest. His priority is serving the Jew. The White House is occupied, the Capitol and the Supreme Court are occupied, and they're occupied by a genocidal, psychotic foreign nation state that wants to kill or enslave each and every one of us. So yeah, we can't put anything past these people. They're looking for one excuse. They're looking for any reason at all to turn all of this against the American people. They're looking at a false flag opportunity if they can seize upon one, whether it's blamed on the Iranians, which is highly likely, or blamed on white people, even more likely, or just blamed on anyone else entirely, so that they can install their Palantir surveillance state and make noticing the crime of the Jew a death penalty offense. And they may have just carved this out in Ohio. I'm sure by now you've all heard of the firefighters who were summoned to a call in the forest before they were gunned down, killing two, wounding another. As soon as that shooting happened, the FBI was on its way. We saw Dan Bongino. Yep, me and my partner, the lying Pajit Cash, we're on our way. Here we come. And now we're being told that the shooter may have been a so-called neo-Nazi. Isn't that convenient? He's already dead, of course, so he can't speak for himself. But former classmates do say that, you know, Rolly was displaying Nazi tendencies, whatever that means. So do I guess. We were just talking the other day about Project Esther. We have it right here. About how it's been criticized for going after the left but not the right. That's why these billionaire donors wouldn't get on board. Well, this could be the event that puts a target on the right's back. To serve as a pretext for cracking down on right-wing noticers, much in the way that Ruby Ridge was used to crack down on the Second Amendment. And on white people moving out of the city, organizing amongst themselves. It certainly could be the event. But at this point in time, the Noahide enforcement, the censorship regime, it's already gone way too far. It's gone so far that a big scary event might not even be necessary to silence the American people. Americans are already jumping for joy after a musical duo called Bob Villain was banned from the United States for chanting death, death to the IDF at a British music festival. These guys were supposed to come and tour the United States, but their visas were canceled at the direction of President Trump, who says anti-Semites aren't welcome in America. Nobody seems to care that these guys make music that celebrates the destruction of white civilization. Nobody seems to care that they market themselves as a left-wing anti-white band. They only care that they also happen to oppose Israel. So they've been banned from entering our country. That's your government's priority. Defending the honor of a psychopathic, illegitimate nation state is priority number one for Zion Donnie Warpspeed Trump. They won't close the southern border, but they'll banish people who question Israel. Totally disgusting. Frankie Stocks has been looking into all of this. He joins us now. Bob Villain is banned from coming here because he criticizes the war crimes of the psychopathic, pedophilic, genocidal regime.
Yeah, Stu, I think that we're really seeing just the Trump administration go full force here. You know, you mentioned it. We talked about Project Esther the other day. They're going full force to meet that 2-year deadline. You know, earlier this year, we were saying, by the end of Trump's term, there could be people thrown in jail for anti-Semitism. Well, now we've already seen that in just a couple of months. They're already barring people from the country. They're talking about denaturalizing American citizens. This is all moving at such a fast pace. It's like, you know, Operation Warp Speed for the vaccine. This is Operation Warp Speed to rid America of thought criminals and to rid America of anyone who isn't going to go along with this country serving as the battering ram and as the economic zone for Jewish criminals from the other side of the world. I mean, it's really obvious here that everything is being mobilized to be turned inward against us. You know, I keep on running into people, especially on X. I'll be posting about this and they'll say, you know, oh, it's never going to happen. The First Amendment's going to protect us. They'd have to repeal the First Amendment or something like that. That's not the case at all. The Patriot Act 2.0 or declare a national emergency. They'll suspend your right to free speech. And, you know, it's really interesting. Just the other day, that this is on both sides of the fake political aisle. So, you know, you have Trump over here on the so-called right. We have Bernie Sanders. He's a good guy to pick from the so-called left, from the opposite end. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast the other day saying we need to declare a health emergency in this country to give the government just crazed, unfettered power to do whatever they want to do to take control of the healthcare system. Well, guess what? They keep calling a health emergency. They keep on saying anti-Semitism and racism are a health emergency. So if the government declared some kind of health emergency, we're going to come in and take over the healthcare system, well, they could turn that against noticers too. Literally everything is being set up right now to be turned against free speech, to be turned against free thought, and against the American people domestically. And they can do it, you're right, with or without some kind of big scary terrorist attack, because people are clamoring for freaking this Bob Dylan band to be banned from the United States. I mean, you go on X and you see like these people with MAGA still in their bios, and they're just jumping up and down and saying, yeah, that's right, this is the first of many, they're going to get it. We built alligator Alcatraz for the anti-Semites. I mean, this is really going off the rails. It's getting into really, really dangerous territory. And again, there's already people who are being thrown in jail. There's that guy in New York, we reported on it at StuPeters.com on the news tab. He's being charged with hate crimes because he got into arguments and altercations with violent counter demonstrators at Israel-Palestine protests. And then when the police searched his phone, he was saying mean things about Jews in private conversations. So they determined he was motivated by his rabid anti-Semitism, and now he's going to be charged with hate crimes. I mean, this is absolutely crazy, but it's happening. It's happening right now, full speed.
This is why people don't want to appear on this show, because they're afraid that they will be lumped into this, and that just appearing on this show or just appearing alongside Stu Peters would make them guilty of anti-Israel, anti-Jew hatred, that they could be found guilty of a hate crime. They're probably right, aren't they?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, this is going to be labeled some kind of Hamas support organization or Hamas support network, whatever they classify on the so-called right.
If Project Esther gets its way,
yes,
which I have, there's no signs for me that would suggest otherwise. And it's right here. It lays out Trump's timeline. It tells you he's got 2 years to accomplish these goals, and whatever funding from all of these billionaires that Project Esther and the Heritage Foundation, the so-called conservative think tank, came up with, whatever billionaires they are, you better believe that they're putting pressure on Donald Trump as well. They're heavily invested into this. And then they have creditors. And it all points back to Israel. Are people really, like Max Egan said, being downloaded into some mainframe? Does the Matrix actually really exist? Are people that retarded that they just can't look at what Donald Trump is doing and see this? How does he have any base of support left at all at this point? I mean, this is the godfather of Operation Warp Speed, who has made endless, very critical campaign promises, not just this year, not just this campaign cycle, but since 2015 when he came down the escalator a decade ago. Mass deportations, free speech, all of this stuff, everything. None of it has come to fruition. Holding people accountable, draining the swamp. Where is all of this? He has been a fake, a phony, a compromised, installed actor the entire time. Convince me that I'm wrong. Tell me otherwise is true.
No, I don't think that you're wrong. I don't think that otherwise is true. I mean, you look back and you're right. It's thing after thing after thing. Nothing came to fruition. I mean, I'm somebody who voted for Trump through 3 election cycles. But now I can look back at this and say, wow, I was wrong then. I was wrong then. I was wrong then. I should have walked away from Trump all the way back when they didn't build the wall in the first term, all the way back when he refused to shut down the government when Republicans wouldn't fund the wall. But then they had the great big dog and pony show when Democrats wouldn't fund the wall. And then they chose to shut down the government and to make a big news scene about it. Everything that Trump has done has been to drive a wedge between the American people, to have these media hysterics and all of these just keep the public at this state, at each other's throats, so that then they can usher in the real agenda, which we're seeing right now. I mean, you get people, you know, you drive people with emotion. People have been driven with emotion to the polls not just through Trump. I mean, before that, but people have really been driven to the polls with emotion through this whole Trump thing on both sides. We've had this really toxic and volatile situation in politics, in the media. It's the summer of love. We've had all of these big flare ups, and now we're going to where the government's looking at the people and saying, you know what, we're just going to put the boot down on your right now, because you've proven over and over again you can't be trusted. We facilitated all of that, and now, you know, the American people are violent, they're evil, they're racist, they're anti-Semitic, and we've just got to chomp down on them, and we've got to shut them up forever. But yeah.
What are your predictions? I mean, how fast do you think this is going to go? Because this trajectory is setting a record pace.
Yeah, I think they're going to take it as fast as they absolutely can. I mean, I truly believe, Stu, and I've
Is
said
there a
this here
political
before.
solution? Let me just ask you that. Do you believe, does Frankie Stocks believe that there's a political solution?
No, not really any longer. You know, we could theoretically, over the course of years, we could take back legislatures or something like that. But I just don't think that we have time. Like, I
Why
think that we're
couldn't
heading for an
noticers, I mean,
engineered
noticers could
collapse.
start. I agree that there's a political solution in the sense that noticers could start taking back local governments. They could start sitting on the boards of county commissioners. They could start sitting on school boards. Noticers could really start a grassroots. I mean, really, honestly, if enough people had enough money to win these, because they don't take a lot of financial resources. But then when you get to these pivotal positions where it actually makes sense, where real change is actually affected, you know, in the state houses, these people, they get a lot of money, these gubernatorial candidates to run the state's executive branch. And then, of course, in the federal government, these people have to sign this deal. They have to. So as far as I'm concerned, even if there was some sort of way to have this kind of grassroots uprising, well, certainly, Stu, at some point, it'll just be all noticers that you have to choose from. If they're winning in all their cities and all their counties and all their states and all these Zionists and Jews are dying off and boomers and whatever else. No. No, we don't have that kind of time. We just don't have that kind of time. I believe, is it possible? Maybe. I don't know. It could be possible. I just think that it's going to take a far too long. I think that humanity will be completely destroyed by then, totally subjugated. Everybody will be an AI robot doing whatever Elon Musk and, you know, the homosexual Jew over at the World Economic Forum that Yuval Noah Harari want them to do. God will be replaced. The human genome will be replaced because he already told you we're hackable animals. I mean, he's already said that. And we are, because there's nanotechnology in everybody. As we just discussed with Jeff Berwick, Max Egan believes the same thing. I do as well. And these are the conversations that we've been having here since the beginning of COVID. Nanotechnology, AI takeovers, hackable humans, the programming of people. They've been doing it for much, much longer, and I'm not taking credit because certainly there's been people that have talked about it long before I have. And as we discussed earlier, as you know, Frankie, you've been watching with Jeff Berwick. You know, I mean, there were science fiction movies that told us that all of this was going to happen. I went around the block to go across the street. I don't believe that there's a political solution. I believe that the only solution is an American revolution against its government.
Yeah, I think that we're heading toward an engineered collapse to usher in everything that you just mentioned. And really, the only way outside of some kind of modern day American revolution that we're going to get through this and that could be considered some kind of political solution, as I mean, just absolutely mass non-compliance, absolutely massive resistance to everything that the government does. But we saw this same country, the same people who we would be reliant on for this mass non-compliance campaign, are the same people who have repeatedly gone in and rolled up their sleeves and said, pump me full of the exact nanotechnology you're talking about. So we're in a really bad situation, and it's really incumbent on the people to do something about it. And unfortunately, the track record, especially in the United States, is that people have no interest in doing anything about it.
Yeah,
it's
they
easier
don't. So
forever.
Why would you fight a revolution for somebody who just doesn't get it? Why am I going to go try to fight every day and try to save these people? Well, then why would I be here? You know, and I'm here because of my kids. And I'm here because of your kid. And I'm here because of Alex's kids and all of the people that I know and love and care about. I'm here for their kids. So by de facto, by default, I'm here and I'm fighting for all of your kids, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a homosexual or whatever. I'm fighting for all kids. You know, kids can't choose their parents. So, yeah, I'm fighting for your kids, whether you like it or not. But, you know, I don't know that fighting this government, number one, is even possible. And I'm not suggesting an armed revolution. So please, you know, attention, Rolling Stone, attention, New York Times. I did not call for an armed revolution. But a revolution, you know, can be perceived in many ways and it can be formulated in many ways. And they can be done very successfully. But there's a precedent for all of this. And unfortunately, a lot of times there are certain entities that will only respond to force. And the way that we're cruising right now, I just don't think that our political apparatus in its current form, the way that it's set up, allows for the American people to be successful. And that's why it was set up the way that it was. It wasn't set up so that someday dissidents could become dissident to this oppressive control agenda for complete enslavement. You know, the system wasn't set up so that people who, you know, resisted this would be successful. And as we saw through COVID and as we've seen through many things, you know, the majority of people won't resist. But on the other hand, the majority of people do not have to revolt. a minority of people can revolt. So it's like teetering on this precipice of something very catastrophic happening. I can feel it. I can feel that it's going to happen and it's going to be very soon. But I've been saying that again for a long time, so I could be totally off base and wrong. You know, don't believe me. I mean, obviously you're all independent and critical thinkers, but I mean, I just don't see how we can continue at this pace. I don't see how we can watch as much. We have been completely desensitized to watching little children be blown up limb from limb. We have been completely desensitized and programmed to believe that the best thing to do is just keep your mouth shut when you come across pornographic materials at your schools, at your children's school on the bookshelves. You know, we've just been kind of taught to tolerate, not only that, but to celebrate diversity. You know, you have these white Karens running around, like they'll trip over themselves, hurl themselves in front of traffic to rush to a door to make sure that they can open it for some black, or, you know, comment on how curvaceously beautiful this hideous black lady is. You know, oh my God, I love that dress on you. No, you don't. She's hideous and she's ugly and you're lying. And everybody knows that. You're being disingenuous and you're virtue signaling. So, I mean, there are certain people that obviously we just don't have time to save right now. But there has been a war brought to our front doorsteps, a war that none of us can avoid. And it's multifaceted, of course. I mean, this takes place intravenously through the bioweapon injections, through the skies, through the air. People are being programmed by their televisions. And it's all funded and it's all brought to you by the same group of people. And Donald Trump is cozied right up next to these people. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it pulled up in front of me. But earlier today, I was made aware that Don Trump actually said, Israel is a great country. It's perhaps the greatest country ever to have existed, second only to maybe the United States. How can a president say that? Maybe. How can a president say, if he said that, and I believe that he did. I've asked on Twitter where it was. I didn't go back into my replies to see if somebody answered me yet, but I'm sure anybody can go do the research for their own and find it. But if he said that, I wouldn't doubt it. And so why is it that the majority isn't responsive to this in a negative way, isn't dissident to this, isn't resisting this, isn't pushing back on Donald Trump? Why is the majority celebrating people like the band Bob Dylan from coming here? Is it because they're also anti-white? Is it because they're left-leaning or Democrats? Is it because they're liberals in this fake two-party system? Or is it because Donald Trump said so?
I think it's because Donald Trump said so, and I think it's because people have been programmed to just swallow one thing after the other. You know, your community gets taken over by minorities. Just deal with it. Just push it down. You know, maybe you fight it at first, then you just accept it, and then you move on. And then you're fighting, you know, to stop the fags from coming into your kids' schools and showing them porn. And then you just move on from that, and you go on to the next thing. And then you're saying no mask mandates. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're saying, okay, Bobby, just put on the mask and go to school. And we just want to get you back in school. At least they're letting you back in the building.
Yeah, and the guy that's promoting all of that is the hero that was supposed to be some staunch, you know, like adversary to the medical big pharma industrial complex. I'm talking about RFK. And he now wants to usher in like MMR vaccines and make an mRNA shot for everything. And he thinks that everybody should be wearing a wearable medical device that the government or whomever else, God knows who, has access 24 hours a day to all of your biometric medical information. So it's not just Trump. It's the entire administration. It's everybody around them. Every one of them are compromised by blackmail or by money or by the promise of fame or a propelled political status in the case of J.D. Vance, who's a complete and total fraud. Nick Fuentes was just talking about this the other day. I mean, even his military service, everything. And Nick is totally right on J.D. Vance. He could be one of the most dangerous things that's present right now in our current time because of the way that he will serve the genocidal nation state that wants to enslave all of humanity. I mean, my God, we can't be allies with these people. They have to be our declared enemy. We have to declare Israel an enemy, combatant of the United States and a threat to U.S. national security. We have to make AIPAC register at minimum as a foreign agent, but really, they also too should be declared an enemy combatant. They have subverted our entire electoral process. I mean, what is it that people don't understand? I got to go, Frankie, out of time here. When will you be back? By the way, the base report is coming. We've been looking at pilots. Things are looking really good. The mustache is coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
You fixed the map behind you while you were in the green room. It's all straight. Frankie is a real G. He takes his job very seriously. You're going to be seeing a lot more of Frankie Stocks on the network. I promise that in a very short order, by the way. That's coming forthwith, as I like to say, as Dave Gordon Peters, my dad, like to say. We'll be back. Stick around.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them your hard-earned money. But there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
There's nothing we wouldn't do for our pets. They're like our children. Our friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed natural products that contain the most potent strain of a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to help support the immune system. So visit their website today to discover how they're changing the way that pets and their parents are being treated for the better.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.